Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's becoming more commonplace to hear about entrepreneurial ventures springing from our state's research universities. And they're getting more interesting, too. For example, through a collaboration with Clemson University's Physics and Astronomy Department, our next guest's company recently won an award for their cancer treatment device. Donald Medlin is CEO and co-founder of Medical Beam Laboratories, based in Greenville. Today, he's in our studio. Donald, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure being here.
Congratulations on the recent award. Tell us about that.
So early in 2017, we heard about the InnoVision Awards, and we got excited about this opportunity that was presented to us to present our application and technology. And so I made the application and submitted it, thinking that, you know, this was a long shot, and I knew that the competition would be kind of tough to compete with companies like Milliken. But at the dinner, we were kind of overwhelmed with all of the excitement about our technology. And when we finally found out that we won the InnoVision Technology Development Award this year, it was a real shock and a great honor. Our whole team was like re-motivated, re-excited about everything at that point.
Well, tell us how all of this got started.
This all got started shortly after I began pursuing my PhD in the Department of Physics and Astronomy at Clemson University. While working in the atomic physics lab, my advisor, Dr. Andre Takach, and I realized we both had mutual interest in medical physics. And so we decided to look for some research projects in this field. And shortly after, he introduced me to a colleague of his that was a medical device industry expert, and he presented a partially completed design for a new radiosurgery treatment head. He was looking for some researchers to help validate, modify, and optimize this design so it could ultimately be used in a radiosurgery system. And so we decided to take on the project, and shortly after, it became really apparent that this was going to be some exciting technology and it could be very beneficial clinically. And so we decided to gather a team and launch Medical Beam Laboratories to commercialize the technology in veterinary and human applications.
And so you guys are on your own now outside of Clemson University?
Yes, we are. We developed the treatment head with Clemson University. Because the entrepreneurial expert came in with a partially completed device, the IP is shared for this treatment head with the Clemson University Research Foundation. The rest of the radiosurgery system was actually developed outside of Clemson University within the company.
Walk us through exactly how this technology works and what it is used for.
There are basically three types of technologies that are used for external beam radiation therapy in clinical applications. Most of the technology uses a linear accelerator-based system. There's also the proton therapy-based systems and also the multiple pencil beam gamma radiation systems.
I think I've heard of that, the gamma knife. Is that what they call
it? Right, yeah. The gamma knife is actually the first system that was used clinically and is still used today. Our system generates multiple pencil beams of gamma radiation that all converge to a high contrast focal spot. A beam delivery platform positions this focal spot within the tumor and then orbits the beams around the patient to distribute its path to the tumor throughout as much healthy tissue as possible. And this ultimately generates a high dose concentration within the tumor volume with a sharp dose fall off at the tumor boundary, sparing all of the healthy tissue surrounding the tumor or lesion that you're targeting.
And so is this now in commercial development? Is it in use anywhere?
We are currently developing the prototype of this system. We have a working prototype of the treatment head and the patient positioning system. The beam delivery platform is being manufactured here locally in South Carolina, and we should be assembling that this summer. We should have a working system that will start the testing and FMEA analysis this fall. And so we have to perform failure modes effective analysis of every critical component in the system to make sure that if something fails, there are several layers of safety that will prevent it from harming the patient in any way.
So once you do your own analysis and go through all of your own troubleshooting, then what happens?
So after we validate the technology in the veterinary market, we will target markets in Europe and Asia and work with both of the foreign human markets and the veterinary markets here in the U.S. to get FDA approval.
Well, Donald, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to drop by our studio.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Donald Medlin is CEO and co-founder of Medical Beam Laboratories based in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.